Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And delighted to be joined once again by Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, highlighting Owen's picks of the best of the weekend viewing. And Owen, before you share this week, I have to tell you that I did watch the Dolly Parton movie Christmas on the Square that you talked about last week.
What did you think?
Well, you know, I mean, Dolly is joyous, is she not? I mean, you can't help but smile when it's Dolly. I have to say, at one point I thought, ah, enough of the music, lads. If you're into musicals, you will absolutely love it. If you're not so much into musicals, it'll probably be great after a while. But I thought she was great in it, I have to say.
Yeah, I think it was like number one in Ireland for a few days there. I can definitely see that creeping back up again once we get closer to Christmas and people give it another rewatch.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we do have two festive movies, two other ones that you're going to review for us very shortly. But first, something very different. And this is new to Amazon Prime. Uncle Frank, which is it's a drama. It has some comedy, but it's got a lot of pathos, and it sounds very interesting to me, I have to say.
Oh, Mom.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it if you didn't tell anyone in the family about me.
You want to stay by yourself in a motel?
Uncle Frank is staying there too. So is Wally.
Who's Wally?
What is the relationship between the two of you and the young lady over there?
Oh, she's my niece.
I'm his nephew.
Well, that doesn't sound right.
That sounds wronger and wrong.
Yeah, no, this is a lovely little one from Amazon Prime that's just come out this weekend. As you said, it's a drama. It's got some elements of comedy, but it's also kind of like a coming of age story, really. It's based in the 1970s America, and it stars Paul Bettany and Sophia Lillis. So Paul Bettany was from, you know, he plays superhero in the Avengers movies, and Sophia Lillis is the young actress from the It remakes, the 1 and 2 that came out recently. And they play as an uncle and a niece, and they go on kind of a journey of self-discovery when they have to go home to the death in the family, to this dysfunctional family. And yeah, Uncle Frank, he's a gay man, but his family hasn't accepted him. So it's kind of like it's a two-way street. Like she's learning about this new kind of place where his uncle is, and she can't understand why her family can't accept this, that he's, you know, a little bit different. So it's a very nice heartwarming story, and it's definitely something to look out for if you're looking for something that's not Christmassy.
Absolutely. And the one thing that I really like too, and that has kind of piqued my interest, is the fact that it's directed by Alan Ball, who also directed American Beauty, and I have to say one of my all-time favourite series, 6 Feet Under, which I loved.
Yes.
I mean, I really loved it. So very interesting. He's got a very, I suppose, different kind of take on things, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, definitely. And it's real, like, you know, it's a nice alternative movie, kind of heartwarming and authentic, really. I think that's what he was looking for. And I think he was successful here as well. It's a very nice watch.
Okay, all right. Well, staying with the heartwarming theme, but something perhaps which will have more appeal for the whole family, is the new one featuring Anna Kendrick called Noelle. And this comes to Disney Plus. And obviously, with a name like that, it is very Christmassy.
The first time in 2,000 years, Santa has disappeared.
I just said he should take the weekend off.
We must have a new Santa. Gabriel, Kringle.
Me? I'm in the tech department and loving it.
What about a rescue mission?
Do you mind telling me what you're doing?
I'm going to get my brother, and you're coming with me.
Very Christmassy, and yeah, Anna Kendrick plays the title character of Noelle, you know, and with a name like that, she's literally the most Christmassy person in all of the land. She's also Kris Kringle's daughter, wouldn't you know? So, but the storyline is Anna Kendrick plays Noelle, whose brother is Bill Hader, and he's kind of a Santa in training called Nick. But Nick is a bit stressed at work, and he's kind of like wants some time off. So Noelle offers up a solution. She says, you know, go away for a nice weekend there and come back and you'll be all fine. But, you know, as it happens, Nick doesn't return. So it's up to Noelle to save the day and save Christmas once again. But it's a very nice, very funny movie. And Anna Kendrick is, you know, she's so likable. Like it's hard not to love this movie.
Yeah. I won't ask on if she does actually save the day, because that would give the ending away. So, and that would be very unfair.
Not at all. I mean, this is a Christmas movie. You never know what's going to happen.
All right, so that's Noelle, and that's on Disney Plus.
Yes, it's on Disney Plus right now. You can stream it.
Okay, and the other Christmas movie, which you are recommending, on Sky Cinema and Now TV. Now, this is one which came out last year, and I have heard of it, but I didn't watch it before, but I might be tempted this weekend. Emma Thompson is behind this one. This is Last Christmas.
I'm a mess. I was really sick, and I nearly died. I don't tell people because they get weird. But I don't think you'll get weird.
No.
I'm just scared all the time. They just expect me to be normal and get on with life.
There's no such thing as normal. Just being a human being is hard.
Maybe you should do something nice for someone.
Deck the halls with bells of holly. Fa la 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 la.
Yeah, so it came out last Christmas, literally, around this time of year. And yeah, it was in cinemas, and now it's going to be on Sky Cinema and Now TV right at the moment. There's Emilia Clarke, who we know from playing Daenerys Targaryen in Game of Thrones. She plays the character of Kate, who is kind of down and out woman at the moment. She's not really in the festive mood. You know, she works in a year-round Christmas store as an elf, so you can imagine how she's feeling. And she happens to meet Tom, who's played by Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians. And they begin like a romance of sorts. It's kind of like another feel-good movie. You know, it's a sweet story. And yeah, like you said, Emma Thompson wrote the script, and it's also directed by Paul Feige, who did Bridesmaids. So yeah, it's a nice little Christmas charmer if you haven't seen it in the cinema last year.
And of course, one of the big things about this one too is that it features the music of George Michael and Wham, so you can't go wrong there.
Of course, with a name like that, like, they have to just feature so much George Michael.
Yeah, okay, so that's on Sky Cinema and Now TV, and that's this weekend too.
Yes, absolutely. Right now you can watch it.
All right, okay. Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand. Thank you for that, Owen. And we will look forward to having a chat about your topics next week. And in the meantime, happy viewing.
Thanks, Carol. I'll speak to you next week. Bye.